This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
Hey, the clock is ticking away. We've got till the top of the hour of 12 o'clock for the show that's on right now. It's called 30 Minutes to Vitality, every Wednesday, 11:30 to 12 on 99.9 WXJB, followed by Rush Limbaugh right here on this station. Of course, your 30 Minutes to Vitality is a show brought to you by Turlop Chiropractic. That's T-E-R-L-E-P. When you go search it online, Turlop Chiropractic. Check it out for yourself, Turlop. Chiropractic.com, drturlop.com, and their phone number, 352-666-2222. I can't think of a better phone number or an easier phone number to remember. 352-666-2222, 24/7 chiropractic services at your fingertips right here in Spring Hill on Northcliff Boulevard. Dr. Tim Turlop in our studio. Welcome.
Good morning.
It is.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to 3 Minutes to Vitality.
We were 3 minutes.
Did I say three?
It sounded like it.
I could have, because we do a short version that we send out to, 15,000 people a week. Right.
Go back to the tape.
You can go back, rewind this part. Uh-oh, unfortunately, this part's live. So it is 30 minutes to vitality, and we are gifted. We are built to be innately vital, right? We just get interference. That's all we get, is interference to that innate and natural expression to be vital. We're either not getting stuff that we need to have, and we're getting stuff that just needs to go, right? And if we do that, we actually get vitality. Yay.
Hey.
And it's a good thing. So
I'll take it.
This week, we are actually going to finish up. We've spent the last couple of weeks talking about some studies with omega-3 fatty acids and that sort of stuff. And again, seems to have been something that really has touched a nerve with a lot of people for whatever reason. I'm glad. So we're just going to finish up with a few more things where there are other questions, other details, other emails, other patient queries. But I thought, okay, let's answer those things, because obviously other people are having them too. Yeah. And then, for goodness sakes, 3 weeks is enough for me to talk about omega-3 fatty acids. We need to move on.
Okay. Right. Well, there's a lot of misinformation, a lot of uninformation. Yeah, I know. A lot of misconception, Yeah.
There really, really, really is.
Dr. Google is way out there.
Dr. Google has some really dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And other stuff that is quite good, actually.
Yeah.
So it's weeding through it to know, what is actually factual and what's... I almost said something that wouldn't have been appropriate on the air. But that's hooey.
Yeah.
Right? Hooey is a nice word. So, right, that's actual hooey. So,
it is.
Omega-3 fatty acids, as we know, one of the things that's DHA and EPA are the big guys that we're looking for, right? And the DHA, I never say it, but it's docosahexaenoic acid, right? And who cares? And the EPA is eicosapentaenoic acid, right? And it just means where those guys have their carbon double bond on the carbon molecule on these essential fatty acids. Great. Does anybody care? I don't.
Well, if I've been paying attention, it's not 50-50 ration either.
Ratio. No, it really isn't. And that's a great thing.
Yeah.
So when you look at that, people go, well, I'm taking that supplement. And that's a great point. I was going to get to it, but let's jump there now.
Okay.
Because when it comes to supplementation, a lot of people will say, well, do I take more DHA than EPA? Do I take more EPA than DHA? Does it matter? What? Right? And it really kind of does. Right. This isn't 100% accurate, but it is actually a kind of a cool little bit of rule of thumb. So when you look at them, I tend to either go 1-to-1, right, which we want to do, or we actually want to go 2-to-1 with EPA to DHA.
Okay.
Okay. So which is the main supplement that we do. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Right. It's the 2-to-1 because it's as a rule of thumb, DHA actually will affect brain health significantly. Right. I mean, when you look at the brain and the weight of a brain, I mean, our brains are 60% fat, for goodness sakes. Right. I mean, that's what most of our brain is fat. 60% of it, and 30% of our gray matter is DHA.
Okay.
Right. That one essential fatty acid, 30% of it. Right. So is it kind of important? I dare say it is.
Yeah.
Right. So we want to make sure we're getting the DHA, and the EPA tends to affect the soma, the body, a lot more. So cardiac health, inflammatory presence throughout all of the tissues, gastrointestinal health, cell wall membranes throughout the body a bit more than the DHA. So we kind of tend to, it's not really 100% accurate, as I mentioned, I want to qualify that big time, that EPA tends to affect our bodies a bit more and DHA the brain more. Mm-hmm. So, but that 1-to-1 or 2-to-1 is where we really want to be.
Okay.
And as we mentioned last week a little bit, we had lots of people who, it's funny sometimes, I guess I do it too when I'm driving down the road and I hear something, I go, oh, I wish I could rewind that. What did you just say?
I know.
Right? And some people heard, and we got many questions this week again. What did you say? We heard it about how much to take, mm-hmm. right? Because but what did you say exactly? Right? And as we went through a couple of studies last week about how much to take, you know, people who were in one particular study got to 900 milligrams mm-hmm. of a 1-to-1 DHA and EPA, got their omega-3 index to just under 8, the sweet spot, mm-hmm. right? So the number really is about a gram for most of us. But we don't know that for sure unless we, what's the right answer there, JW?
Oh, you got to put me on the spot.
It's to give the test.
We got to do the omega-3 index.
It's the only way we know.
That's right.
Right? Because again, there's certain, you know, ethnicities, certain men tend to need a little bit more than ladies, bigger guys who maybe are a little bit heavier set. It varies.
Yeah.
But that 1 gram, 1,000 milligrams, mm-hmm. right, 900 gets us to about 7.5, 7.6.
Okay.
Add another 10%, we tend to get right at that sweet spot of 8, the lower end of 8 mm-hmm. to 12 mm-hmm. is where we want that omega-3 index to be. So in our office, we use 1,000 milligrams, one tablet, very concentrated, unbelievably pure, mm. right? So it's really, really effective, right? And I can't tell you how many people that we've had who come in and go, oh, I've been taking omega-3s for... ever. I always hear different responses for 5 years, for 10 years, for, you know, whatever period of time. And then the next question I ask, well, do you notice any change? Mm-hmm. Was there anything cognitively that you noticed? Did your, when you went to see your family doctor, did your cholesterol levels come down? Your LDL levels go down? Your HDL levels go up? What did it do to your triglycerides? For ladies, I always go, did your skin change? Mm-hmm. Right? Did anything alter? Well, no, but I take it because they told me it was good. And so I just do it. Mm-hmm. Right. And so you look at what they're taking. I usually say, well, bring it in. Let me see what you're taking and how much it actually is, because they've learned not to ask. Maybe one of those things I wouldn't know either. This is what I do for a living, for goodness sake. So I get it. But I don't know. Well, what is the brand? You know, I don't remember. I get it at Walgreens, but I'm not sure which brand. You know, I get it. I do the right. same. You know, you ask me that question about a car, I'll go, I hit the button and it turns on and turns off and I put gas in it. What else do you want me to know? Because I don't know anything about a car.
Mm.
Period. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm like, other people go, are you serious? You know, they have patients who make fun of me all the time if they know nothing about a car. Right. Okay. That's why I don't care.
I mean, labels say fish oil. Some of them say krill oil. Some of them say mega exactly. red. I mean, it's like there's all kinds of stuff.
Exactly
out there.
Right.
Yeah. DHA.
Right. Exactly yeah. right. So, but we put them on ours and this, we always talk out with our stuff when we do it. I guarantee the outcomes of ours.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So it's going to take it for the 120 days.
Yep.
And I have yet to have a person who will go, oh my gosh, I've been taking that for 10 years and there is a difference. The tightness in my joints is down. My knees don't hurt as much. My skin is so much smoother. They start to feel some things that change.
Yeah.
And they're not feeling most of the really good stuff that mm-hmm. happens, mm-hmm. right? Which is really great. So we want to make sure we're getting enough and that it's of a great quality. Ours is, it's from a particular laboratory. It's called Quell. Right. And it's a fabulous product, right? That we actually guarantee. So if you get it from the lab, they're mm-hmm. not going to guarantee it. Me, I'll guarantee
yeah,
it.
Yeah. And you offer that product right there at your office.
Absolutely. Yep. Right. So and we'll do the auto shipments and that kind of yes. stuff. No problem at all. Right. So we want to make sure that people are getting the right stuff. Mm-hmm. So the next question was one particular email, said it almost sounds like a miracle pill and it's not. Right. As we've stressed a million times on the yeah, program, health, there is no such thing.
Right. Exactly.
Right. And health and expression, while we say we're built to be vital, right? If we're doing those few things with the five pillars of health that we talk about, right? And we're getting into those things. This is one significant factor to be sure. But it's the fancy word that we use is multifactorial.
Yep.
Right. There are many things that go into how we do. Right. And this is one, this is important to be sure it is important. Right. As I mentioned last week, again, I said, if there were two blood tests that I had to do in a year and you said, you can't do any others. right? I'd have my omega-3 index checked, and I'd make sure that my vitamin D levels were optimized. Those are the two blood tests that I personally would make sure I got done every single year without fail.
It's only once a year.
It's only once a year. Once I get them optimized and I get the dose where I need to be.
Yeah.
Right. Because sometimes, as we mentioned before, right, it'll take sometimes two or three blood tests while we start somebody on it.
Okay.
Usually, if I'm really doing my job well, right, it's usually one additional one.
Okay.
Sometimes people's metabolism is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. I'm thinking of two people last week that come to mind. Uh-huh. Right. And it's like, well, what the heck? Right. Then you have to alter it and go, okay, we're going to do it again in 90 days.
Yeah.
Right? Because doggone it, it's not where we need it to be.
Yeah.
Usually it's too low. Not usually, doesn't usually blow past where you want to be once in a blue moon, but usually because of their metabolism, it's too low.
Okay.
So it's just, you have to do the blood test then. And once we hit the sweet spots, we're good.
Yeah.
Right. Let's just check it 12 months from now and make sure that we're doing it again at the same time of year. Right. So that we actually are staying consistent with it and we keep you optimized as you age. And you'll just do better. Because as the lady said, she said, well, I started doing some more reading. She goes, what doesn't it do? I said, well, there are a lot of things. But when we even look at stuff like when people look at omega-3s with preterm birth, right? Some of the studies we've gone through, we're looking at the other end of life, right? But even if a mom takes a certain level and has her omega-3 index optimized, can we reduce the risk of having a child under 34 weeks? Because your gestation and pregnancy, you know, typically goes up to a certain in the high 30s. And one preterm level is before 34 weeks. I mean, there's studies actually showing you can reduce preterm birth with the right omega-3 index by 43%, right?
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That is a lot.
Right. And you know, before 34 weeks, the baby's small. They end up in the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit. And the costs are in the billions and billions and billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars. Right. And when you couple that again, we've talked before, and nobody's going to remember this, but with even vitamin D levels, right? There are vitamin D, so that again, if we optimize vitamin D levels, we have studies that are showing we can reduce with vitamin D preterm births by between 50 and 58%. So wait a minute. So you're telling me if I actually would optimize my omega-3 index and I'd actually do that with my vitamin D levels, I could significantly lower the risk of my baby being born preterm.
I would say so.
Which then reduces the risk of other health problems for the baby because it's supposed to stay in the incubator, right?
Right.
Right. For that period of time. So if it's born 4, 5, 6 weeks premature, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Right. And it hasn't had the maturation process in certain systems that it needs. So its health can be compromised, which is why we see that all the time.
Yeah.
Does that also too? So I can reduce that. So mom doesn't end up as stressed. Mom's health is better. Baby's health is better. Baby doesn't get born early. Well, what else does that do if I actually take those omega-3? Well, the baby, we have studies that are showing too, are the levels of ADD and ADHD significantly reduced the risk by a mom who took levels of it while she was actually pregnant.
Oh, it'd have to be yes.
And the answer is yes. How about intelligence testing? Do we actually see babies have higher IQs and children have higher IQs whose moms optimized their omega-3 levels while they were pregnant?
Of course.
Absolutely. Without even the children taking any of their own after they were born.
Yeah.
Cool, right?
Yeah. Right?
Does the same thing happen with vitamin D levels?
I'm sure.
It does.
Yeah.
Right? So here, and there's so many cool things. So rudimentarily, at the foundational level, it just changes function and expression in a huge way. Huge way. And we've talked about stuff during the middle of it. You know, does it decrease the risk of all-cause mortality, dying from any reason, if we have that 8-3 index? Yes, significantly, not just a little bit, but a lot. And we talked about being vital. And while I'm here, I don't want quantity. I want quality. So when I'm alive and when I'm here, I want to be alive.
Right.
So I get to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, as long as I want to do it. Right. Because if I can't do that, I really don't want to be here.
Mm.
Right. Mm. I have a physician friend of mine who says all the time, he says, you know, nobody was built to be sick, dying, miserable, and disgusting and taking up space. Right. And I was like, you know, and
I saw that bumper sticker.
It's a bumper. I don't think they could fit all that on a bumper sticker.
No.
But obviously this guy, he loves to talk. This one is Dr. Drubin. Uh-huh. Right? But it's like he's in New York, so I can say his name. Right? But it's one of the things that, holy cow, I was like, that's really true.
Yeah.
And so omega-3s, when we do that, so when we decrease inflammation, particularly, as you said, with EPA, DHA does it as well, but in the body. So if I decrease the inflammatory presence in my joints, do I get more freedom of movement?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right? So do my elbows hurt less?
Yeah.
Right? Can I lift my shoulders? Oh, wow, look, my range of motion is a little bit greater and it's less painful. Mm-hmm. Can I function better? Can I get on the golf course with less pain? Can I walk the mall easier when I go to Publix? I don't have to lean on the cart quite as heavily. So it's a significant thing that actually improves our quality of life in midlife, decreases the risk of all-cause mortality. We talked last week about coronary heart disease and the studies that show significant. Remember the inverted ratio from the United States when we look out and go to Korea, right? That's completely inverted. When their omega-3 index is way out this level, right, their heart attack risk is a third of ours, but our omega-3 index is a third of theirs. They're completely inverted, right? Mm-hmm. It's critical, and we looked at all-cause mortality. We saw up to 40% reductions in death from all causes. Wow, that's pretty amazing.
I know.
Right? So if I want to reduce my risk for the next 10 years and I want to optimize my omega-3 index, if that study holds true, and there are several, it's reproducible. Right? Could I reduce my risk by 40% of dying between now and 2030?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Exactly correct. Right? How many other things will reduce my risk of dying by 40% for the next decade? Not a lot.
Can't name them offhand.
Exactly right. Yeah. So it's really cool stuff to be able to add and do relatively inexpensively.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
So one of the reasons like we use that particular supplement in our office is because it's high quality.
That's great.
It's simple because it's only one tablet.
Mm.
Usually to get to that, people are taking 4, 6, or 8 to get to that level. And they're not looking at the EPA DHA in the label. They're looking where things will say 2,000 milligrams of fish oil.
Yeah.
Right? And that's not DHA and EPA. And then you look at the back and they're getting 225 milligrams of DHA and EPA, but they're getting 1,800 milligrams of just inert fat.
And you know what a hassle trying to find these products in different shelves and looking at the back and just trying to read, you know, making sure that, what did Dr. Turlip say again, and trying to make sure that all the equipment, and you've got it right there in your office. It's available. It's so simple.
Yep. And we even have it for vegetarians.
Yeah.
Right. We have a particular supplement from a really great company that we actually get DHA and EPA from algae. It's actually extracted from algae. Right. So, because I have vegetarians and vegans and stuff who go, I don't want to take fish oil.
Right.
I don't want any part of that.
Yeah.
And they go, okay, well, no problem. We'll get yours. So you'll get the same DHA and EPA, but we're going to get it extracted from algae, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Right. And we'll get the same job done and without having to use animal based stuff.
And you can be guaranteed it ain't going to be spoiled either. Like, so, you're not going to have the fish burps.
You will not.
Yeah.
Right. That's a significant problem for a lot of people is the fish burp. I tried to take it and I burped up fish.
I know.
That will not happen with our product.
Mm-mm.
It will not happen because they are not rancid. And when they're not rancid, right, and then it doesn't do that.
That's
right?
Awesome.
It's a really great thing. So then at the end of life, so we talked about the beginning of life a little bit. We talked about middle of life, reducing all risk of all causes. And when you look at as we get older, right, and some people go, well, it doesn't make sense that my brain has to get worse in dementia and Alzheimer's. Well, I hate to tell you, as a good friend of mine, his name was Larry, used to say, he goes, Tim, you realize it doesn't matter how much you exercise, how many times you see your chiropractic physician, how many vegetables you consume, how much sleep you get, how much sunshine you do, how much meditation you engage in, you are still going to die.
Yeah.
Right?
Thanks. No.
Yeah.
No.
I go, well, thanks, Larry.
Yeah.
But again, for me, it's about quality.
Yeah.
Right? You'll tend to get quantity, but can I stop a Mack truck from running me over because I was on my treadmill this morning for 45 minutes? No. I'm still going to have, you know, a Mack tattoo across my forehead.
Yeah.
It's not going to stop the Mack truck.
Right.
Right? So we're all going to age. And one of the things that happens as we age, right, we notice it regardless of how good our diets are, right, our skin will change as we age.
Yeah.
Right. There's a thing called cellular senescence. It's the process by which we age and cells die. Right. And collectively, that will happen to our bones. It happens to our skin. It happens to our blood vessels. It happens to our cardiac muscles. Right. It happens to everything. Right. And unfortunately, when we get to be 80, 85, 90 years old and our bodies, even if they're in great shape and you can still function and do really well, we'll have a little bit of also our brain cells, just like our skin cells, who have also had, you know, 85 years of miles on them, Right. And so they will tend to also have a challenge of function.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that we have to have dementia. Right. Mm-hmm. And even though it's a rampant problem, I mean, stop and think about it. It's one in three people over 85 actually have dementia.
I know.
It's one in three. So it's 30%. So there's 70% of us who still don't have to get, aren't getting dementia. Even though the numbers are up, there's still 70% of us who don't get that, which is great. Now we started to get, you know, my father passed on. I used to remember everybody's names like it was yesterday. I mean, I'd meet somebody, go, hey, JW, hey, JR, hey, Steve, hey, Barbara, hey, everybody, how you doing?
Yep.
Right. And know everybody when I just saw them, just remember it like that. I said, I just have the most difficult time now remembering people's names. It's just they escape me, for goodness sake. Right. And it was a very common problem. And he'd forget where he put his keys, you know, till he put a hook up. And he said, I just make sure every time I put it on the hook, I never have to look for my keys ever because they're always on the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Right, great. Right. So we had a solution. But it's one of the things that happens as we age. But if we have proper DHA EPA levels as we age, remember we said 30% of the gray matter in the brain is actually DHA?
I remember. Right?
So do we have study after study after study that's showing us that we'll get higher levels of brain function, that we get higher levels of higher thought abilities with mathematics and recall and memory and diminished degradation of memory and recall as we age if our levels are higher? Yes. Right. And there's even more research that's so exciting that's coming out that shows, again, we don't have to have that happen, right, to our brains to that extent.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, we add into it the other five pillars.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that's also true with vitamin D. We know it's also true if our diets are improved and we decrease inflammation. We know that's also true. We also know that it's also exceedingly true for the people who actually engage in regular movement. That it's also very true.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's significantly true for the people who also get appropriate amounts of sleep for a longer period of time, as in years, and they don't get, you know, 4 hours of sleep, 5 hours of sleep, 6 hours of sleep, 3 hours of sleep, blah, 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 right? They're consistently getting that 6.5 to 8 hours of sleep and do for years. They're significantly less likely to suffer those things. So when we look at engaging in these pillars of health, right, the things that are there, the research just validates, and you put them all together. Baby, it's like having a recipe to one of the best dishes on planet Earth, right? It's the vital dish, right? I'll take a plate of vitality, if you wish, right? And that's what we get to engage in. So it's not just when we talk about like an omega-3 index and we talk about adding DHA and EPA into our lifestyles and our diet. And I pray that everybody who's listening will do that. And those who don't want to take the risk, take the challenge at our office, for goodness sakes, right? Because I'll guarantee the outcome. Right. If you, I don't want to spend the money because I don't know if it's going to work. Great. There's no risk with me. Right. Take that risk to just call, get an order, do the stuff, get on the core four and find out. Right. That's why we can do that, because it works. It works. It works. And then we get to enjoy in that part because it augments that one pillar, nutrition. That's the nutritional augmentation.
Right.
This is only one pillar.
That's only one
of the five that we need to work with. But this is significant and by itself will be a significant contributor to how we feel, how we express, how we engage, how we live.
Mm.
Right? Because it's all about vitality. It's all about that expression.
Mm, I love guarantees, and you've got personal guarantee right there, Dr. Tim Turlip. Turlip Chiropractic has all the products you need, all the services you need to keep you healthy, wealthy, strong, and, well, I don't know about wealthy, but it comes with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never thought about
it
that.
It may
one.
Save you money on buying all these other products
out will.
There we go.
That
so,
it will.
Dr. Tim Turlip, Northcliff Boulevard, Spring Hill, 352-666-2222. Get that blood test done with Dr. Tim Turlip at Turlip Chiropractic. Get your Core 4, all the products you need through Turlip Chiropractic. And keep it right here at 99.9 WXJB for Rush Limbaugh. Next, your 30 Minutes of Vitality every Wednesday, 11:30 to 12, with Dr. Tim Turlip. Dr. Tim Turlip, we'll
absolutely.
See you next time.
Let not your hearts be troubled.
Okay. We'll see you next time, folks. God bless. Have a wonderful day.